Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara Lamed Hey Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom, in the words, V'isur de Chametz, a little bit in the middle. The Braisa was trying to bring a proof that you're not Yotzei with Tevel Shalunniskan Kotarko for your Chiyav of Matzah. And the Gemara learned it out from the fact that we learned out from that if the Isur comes out of Losochal of Chametz, we learned that only if something that comes out of the fact that you're going to be the Lav of Losochal Chametz, you're going to be Chayav, Yatza Zesh, Shein Yisra Mashim Baal, Tachomet El Mashim Baal Chol Tevel. There's another Isra play over here. There's an Isra of having Tevel, and therefore you can't be Yotze with the fact that you're gonna have this Tevel as Matzah. The Gemara asks, wait a second. So the Braisa was assuming as never Pashut that you're not going to be Chayav Chametz because you're going to be Chayav Tevel. It sounded like you were not going to be Chayav Chametz, only the Isra of Tevel. But what happened to the Isra of Chametz as well? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Sheshes, Haimani, who is the Mishnah of the Braisa, not the Mishnah of the Braisa, which said they're only going to be Chayav Tevel and not going to be Chayav Chametz? That's Rabbi Shimon Hi to Amar, in Isra Chala Isra. Rabbi Shimon holds that we hold that the concept of in Isra Chala Isra, that you can't, if once I have an Isra in play, I already have an Isra, there's a Machokas Tanaim, whether do we assume that we can tack on another Isser onto that? Or do we assume the fact that something is already Usser? It's already Usser V'Kayim. You can't add on another Isser to that. This Tanya has a ton of Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, turning on to the next Avodah. Rabbi Shimon says, Ha'ochal Nevela B'Yom HaKippur Im Pater. Someone who has Nevela on Im Kippur is going to be Pater for bringing Chatas al Im Kippur. And he's only going to be Chayav for eating Nevela. Why? Because on the fact that this was Nevela, it was always Usser. There was always Usser. You're going to tell me, oh, the animal's alive. Rashi says, no, the animal was, that's Avram and Achai. So it was Avram and Achai, and then it became a Nevela. So this piece of meat was always Usser for you to eat 100%. So the moment you eat it, that's a new Isser of Yom Kippur. If you're eating it on Yom Kippur, that's an Isser Chal Isser, so you're only going to be Chayav a Korban. Let's say, become a part, he's gonna be putter from the Chatas for Yom Kippur, rather only if you're eating the Vela. So if you didn't know you're eating both, you're not gonna be Chayav, two different Lavim, you wouldn't be Chayav the Isser of Yom Kippur. So that's what comes out, Lefi Reb Shimon. So Ravina says, you can answer the Braisa, not just the Liba de Reb Shimon. Ravina Amar, Afilu Temer Rabbanan. You could say that our Braisa is also the Shita de Rabbanan, who say that there is a concept of Isser Chalal Isser. And when the Braisa tells you that you're not gonna be Chayib because it's Tevel, Mishi Isser Mishum Batal Chal Chametz Bilvad. The fact that at the end of the day, that the Torah says, Baal Tochal Chametz is the fact that don't eat Chametz is the reason that I'm going to be putter from Tevel. I'm not going to be Yotze my mitzvah of Matzah when I have Tevel. That Yatzezesh in Yisrael Mishum Baal Tochal Chametz Bilad Al Mishum Av Bechum Baal Tochal Tevel. That in the day that the only Isser that could come out is the Isser of eating Chametz. It's not true. Here you have an Isser of eating Chametz and not eating Tevel. So you need to have that they're two, both things are not existent. And if one of those things are if you have an additional Isser, if you have Tevel, you're not going to be Yotze your mitzvah of matzah. That is what Ravina wants to tie us. The Gemara says, "Midi bilvad k'sib," but at the end of the day, to the lashon of that is it exclusively says that chametz is going to be. It doesn't say that only the Isra of Chametz is applicable and not Tevel. So how do I know that at the end of the day, if something is Tevel, I'm not going to be Yotze Mimitzvah of Matzah? Maybe that regardless of another Isra, yes, you violated Tevel. So you violated the Isra of Tevel. So at the end of the day, though, maybe I'm still going to be Yotze Mimitzvah of Matzah. So therefore, I'm the Chortek and Rav Sheshes. So therefore, we have to go back and explain like Rav Sheshes. The Braisa is, in fact, the Shita of Rav Shimon, that we hold, that the Braisa is holding clearly in Isra Chal al Isra. And that is why the Braisa holds that a person is not going to be Chayav al Chametz if he's chayav already for Tevel, because it was always Tevel, and if in Isra Chal Isra, you're not going to be chayav Chametz on top of that. That's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbanan, Rabbanan taught in a Braisa, Yochol Yotze Adam Yidich Havasu B'Maiser Sheini B'Yushalayim. I might have thought that a person can fulfill his obligation of the first night of having matzah on the first night of Pesach, if you use Maaser Sheni, if you're eating it in Yerushalayim. We know that Maaser Sheni needs to be eaten. You have Maaser Rishon, that was given to the Levi. Maaser Sheni is depending on the year. Years 3 and 6 is Maaser Adi. Years 1, 2, 4, 5, those are the years of Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni needs to be brought to Yerushalayim, and you eat the produce in Yerushalayim. So if you have the wheat of Maaser Sheni that needs to be brought to Yerushalayim, and you eat Yerushalayim, I would have thought you're going to be Yotze. Talmud Lomar, Lechem Oni. The Pasuk specifically says that it's a bread of Oni, Aninus. Lechem Oni is the bread of affliction, literally. We're going to learn a drasha of Mashenechal Baninus, something that can be eaten in a state of Aninus. Aninus is, we know, a person has the Shiva Krovim. Rachman Latzon, if a person loses one of the seven relatives, father, brother, father, mother, brother, sister, wife, okay, so those are the Shiva Krovim that we have, and I'm going to mention all of them right now, sorry, but Lemaisa, if you have those, they pass away, so then a person is going to be putter from all mitzvahs when he's in a state of aninus, and also you're not supposed to have Meiser in a state of aninus. So therefore, we say lechem lemashin nachal baninus yatzezeh she'inu nachal baninus. It's not allowed to be in an aninus ela besimcha. It has to be in joy. We say lo achalti ba'oni mimenu. We say that a person is not allowed to eat meiser sheni in a state of aninus because he's supposed to only eat in a state of simcha, and therefore you're not yotzei divrei Rabbi Yosef Glilei. Rabbi Yosef Glilei's drasha that meiser sheni is not allowed to be eaten in a state of aninus, and therefore matzah, which is allowed to be in a state of aninus, can't be yotze matzah with meiser sheni. They don't work together. However, bikiva omer matzos riba, matzos include matzah of meiser sheni, that you a person is yotze when it comes to meiser sheni according to Rabbi Kiva. So imke matam alachem onus. So then, what did Rabbi Yosef Glilei had a good drasha? What am I going to do with that lesson of oni? Prat leisa shinusha b'yayin v'shem and dvash. It's coming to exclude the type of matzah that was kneaded with oil or honey, which is considered matzah ashira. So therefore, since it's rich dough and it's a better way of making it, we know that just the plain way we mentioned yesterday's daf, the plain way of having matzah is to have matzah that is made with water. And anytime I'm having something else other than matzah, it's a violation of the kiyum of lechem oni and the lechem of poor man's bread. So therefore, since it's rich dough, it's no longer considered poor man's bread of lechem oni, and therefore it's not going to be considered a heter, and therefore I'm not yotze matzah with this type of bread. Well, not bread. Again, less than 18 minutes. If I knead it with wine or oil, less than 18 minutes, I'm not going to be yotze my mitzvah of matzahs. And where it says my time at Rabbi Akiva. So what's Rabbi Akiva's reasoning for rejecting the Tana that we just had before? Rabbi Akiva miksiv lechem oni. Does it say that lechem oni in the way of bread of oni, which is referring to the way that Rabbi Yosef we want to say? It says aniksiv. Ani is a lashon which is doesn't have a vav. This is showing us that the word is lashon of ani is poor as opposed to oni of aninus of a person who is mourning. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Lili, what is he going to do? Rabbi Yosef Lili, mi karin and ani. How do you pronounce it? It's pronounced oni karin. It's pronounced oni as if it's referring to aninus, which is lashon of grief, which is lashon of avelus, and that's why we're mentioning the drush of Karin Rabbi Yosef Lili is that they don't work together if you have meiser sheni because meiser sheni can't be eaten in a state of aninus. So the Gemara suggests, what would Rabbi Kiva respond to that? Rabbi Kiva, hai de karinen bei oni, that which we pronounce at the word of oni is kiddush shmuel. That could be used for shmuel. Damar shmuel, lechem oni, lechem sh'onim alav dvarim harbe. That we have lechem oni as a different drasha. Oni, which we, lashon of ania, of answering, is that we say many things of it, is that oni is a lashon of that we talk about it a lot. We know that the mitzvah of matzah is a mitzvah independent, that there's a mitzvah to speak about when you have matzah in front of you, you declare many things. Literally, is that's the lashon that we say. That's why we have the Haggadah when we open the matzah. That's why the matzahs are always open. When we say the Haggadah, we always are exposing the matzahs. They're open in front of us. That's the whole idea of lechem she'onim alav dvarim harbe. That's what we learn from this drasha. Just agav, just once I'm mentioning that. So why do we ever cover the matzahs? When sometimes we cover them is because usually only when we're picking up the wine or something else, it's like an insult, so to speak, of the matzah. We'll cover the matzah. But generally, the rule is that matzahs should be exposed, and whenever the wine's being picked up or another reason, we were going to cover the matzahs. That's what the comes up of lechem she'onim dvar b'harbe. And we see that matzah is ideal, is an ikar point of the seder is should be done with the matzah as well. Now the Gemara continues with Savar Rabbi Kiva Isa Shemayim Hashem and Udvash Lo. Is it really true that Rabbi Akiva holds that matzah made of dough kneaded with wine or oil cannot be used on the first night? Va'atanya, to yotze your mitzvah of matzah, ein lashon isa pesach b'yayin v'shem and dvash. A person is not allowed to knead dough during Pesach with wine or oil or honey. V'im lash, if a person did this b'dieved, Rabbi Gamliel met tzarf miyad. It has to be burned immediately because according to Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Gamliel rather, the liquid that you use this is apparently rises very quickly, and therefore, since it's rising very quickly, we're afraid there's a chashash of chametz, and a person has to get rid of it, and that is the shita of Rabban Gamliel. The chachamim say that it sounds like b'diavad, a person shouldn't do that. However, b'diavad, if you did so, then you're allowed to eat it because we hold at the end of the day, it doesn't necessarily. We're afraid maybe it will, but once a person already made it, we're not afraid it's gonna be chametz. So the Gemara says, "V'amar Rabbi Kiva, Shabbasi Aisa El Tel Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua." I once had my literally my Shabbos is not the halachic Shabbos, but later that he was having, he made his shvisa. His lashon of his shvisa is where you make a kinyan of where you're going to be. One Pesach was Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua. V'lashti lem isa b'yayin v'shem d'vash v'lom rilu davar. And I needed for them dough with wine and oil and honey, and they didn't say anything to me. And obviously, therefore, it sounds like that's not a problem. V'afal pisha in lashin maktifin bo. Now, although we may not need a dough with wine or oil or honey, maktifin bo, you're still allowed So this is the Braisa. Now going back to the Braisa, Rabbi Kiva holds that lecha chila, it's okay. So that's, we're going to get back to that point in a moment, but the Braisa is just ending off that even though you're not allowed to knead it, you are allowed to put it on the top. Apparently they used to like smear it on the top of the surface after the, that's what bakers used to do. They would smear light coating of juice or wine on top of before baking products. So that you are allowed to do. That we're not afraid is going to lead to it rising quicker. So the Gemara says, Asana Tana Kama. So we coming back to the Tana Kama holds that you're ideally not supposed to be doing this. So the Gemara says, the Braisa continues, Es Shalushin Bo Maktifin Bo. Any liquids which you may need dough with, you're allowed to put it on it as well. V'etch in lashin bo in maktifin bo. That with we're not allowed to knead. You're not allowed to smear with it either, and therefore, since you're not allowed to knead in the first place with wine or oil, you're not allowed to smear it either. That is the sheet of the Chachamim. The Braisa ends off with shavin. All the Tanaim are going to agree. She'ein lashin esa isa beposhrin. A person is not allowed to knead dough with lukewarm water. We're going to get to that in a moment. The Gemara is going to analyze that. But before we're getting to the point now is that we're seeing that Rabbi Kiva says someone is allowed to knead dough with matzah with wine and oil. Yet Rabbi Kiva said that matzah should not be made with these ingredients. That's the halacha that we just derived from Rabbi Kiva. So which is it? So the Gemara wants to answer. So there's no question with that in Rabbi Kiva. Habi Yom Tov Rishon, the Braisa is dealing with the first day of Pesach. On the first day, there's a special obligation to have matzah. We know that's the Chiyuv D'Oraisa. And there, you're not going to be able to fulfill it with wine, with that, because it's a problem of lechem oni. It's not a problem, it's not necessarily poor matzah. Habi Yom Tov Sheni, with the Braisa is referring to the usage of matzah on the second night of Pesach and onward, that you, there's no issue because there's no mitzvah of necessarily having matzah. And therefore, there's not, it's not afraid of a chash of chametz, but you're not going to be yotze matzah, which is fine from day two and onward. Well, we see over here that if it's not look like lechem oni, therefore you can, you're going to be, not necessarily be a problem. Okay. So the Gemara then says, so, on the first day of Pesach, don't knead me dough with milk as one of the ingredients because I need to have it as bread. On that point on, however, from the future nights, I have no problem having it in the future nights because I'm not a problem of chametz, I'm just not yotze matzah, and that is what comes out over here, that I was just afraid, the hemshech of the nights, I'm not, that's, I'm not gonna necessarily have that. Okay. So that's what comes out over here, that lechem oni is only on the first night, and that's the part of the chiyuv of matzah, and therefore, a person has to be machmer also, that it has to be not with milk or any other ingredients. Now the Gemara continues, Vatanya, don't we learn in the Braisa? The Braisa says, Ein lashin esa isa b'chalav, we're not allowed to knead dough with milk. And this is, forget about a shayla of matzah. This is a shayla of bread during the year. There's an isser to have dairy bread. Vim lash kol ha-pasasurim. There's an isser to Rabbanan to make bread mipnei haragal avera, because a person is going to come to eat, what do you eat bread with? Even us nowadays, it's like making a hot dog bun and having a dairy hot dog bun. What in the world is a person eating a hot dog bun for? He's going to eat it with meat. There's a gzera chazal made. A person not allowed to have dairy bread. This is a very important shaila that comes up. People have to be aware of this, that there is an isser to have dairy bread. So what's the, so the Gemara says, so you're right. The story never happened with dairy because it couldn't be that he would allow him to have dairy bread. So don't eat it with me. Honey is what he said. From that point on, whatever, there's no problem to make it with honey. That's the first version of the Gemara. Says, no, maybe another version. Really, Rabbi Shua said to make it with milk. There was no problem having milk matzah from the day two and onward. How is it okay to have dairy bread? As Ravina taught us, if the bread is made similar to an ox, it's going to be permitted. Here too, Rabbi Kiva was saying it like, make it, it's literally an eye of an ox. What is this eye of an ox? It's Machlokas Rishonim. What is this heter over here? Some Rishonim explain that it's a small amount. Since it's a small amount, you're going to be eating it. You're going to be eating it immediately. You're not afraid you're going to eat it at a different suda. You're eating right now your dairy meal, so therefore that's going to be okay. It's actually machlokas how far this goes. The Rosh Hashanah Aruch seems to include that it's only that meal that day. That's what, however, the Ramah in Toras Chatas, and seemingly the way the Ramah paskins with regards to Shavuos, because he says in Shavuos, we make dairy bread, it's the whole day. If you're going to eat it the course of the entire day, that's considered already Ke'en Tura of that. There's another Pshat Bechlal. What is Ke'en Tura? Is the Rishonim. Other Rishonim, I think it's the Rif. And others, they explain that if you make a shinoi ke'en tura, shinoi is that it shows, and therefore, we go actually the kula like this as well. That's another heter. Is that, if a person bakes something in a certain way that everyone knows that it's dairy, because it looks, it has a funny look, so then that's something that it would be mutter as well. And there's a whole shayla, this comes up a lot, a ton of things are, because we hold pasa baba kisnin, this isser would apply to pasa baba kisnin. So having, how could Ritz crackers be dairy? That's a big shayla. Why? why if they're mamish dairy, if they're more than 2% dairy, that's a very big shiloh, why that should be okay. And there's other shilohs also, it's not just that. Let's say also berekas, having dairy berekas, why that's gufo with actually why the Eretz Yisrael, they make them differently. There's square versus the triangle. I forgot which one is which now. I think the square is supposed to be dairy, that they specifically make them that you don't get confused. That's a whole big shiloh when it comes to all these inyanim. A person has to be careful when he's making dairy or meat print things to make sure, meat also, by the way, the same thing with meat, because you might have it with dairy, because bread is also often eaten with the other type of food class, so you have to be careful what you're having over here. It's a very important heter of Ke'en Tura, the two Rishonim, and we actually pass in Lakul like both these shitas. Now the Gemara continues, V'shaven she'en lashinus ha'isha b'poshrin. All tanaim agree that you're not allowed to knead the dough with lukewarm water because it's going to rise quickly. The Gemara says, Ma'ishanam b'menachos, by the end of the day, a mincha, a korban mincha, also is not supposed to be disdained. A mincha is kol menachos niloshim potion is allowed to be kneaded with lukewarm water, and ideally, it's not supposed to become a sharon shaleich mitzum. Not ideally, it's a halacha is supposed to not become chametz. So it's the same halacha applies by a mincha. Yet there is no problem using the lukewarm water. So the Gemara says, Im Amru Bizrizin, Yom Rabbi Shizu. Gemara says, what do you mean? When it comes to, we know the Kohanim are Zrizin, and they're very careful, they're very diligent, they're always gonna be careful. We have many halachas based on that the Kohanim are Zrizin him. So therefore, we're not afraid that they're gonna come to let it come to Chametz. However, when it comes to your average Joe, we're afraid everyone's baking matzah for Pesach. So therefore, people aren't as careful, not as diligent, and therefore we're afraid to give it to the common person. We're not gonna give them this heter. The Gemara says, Yachi, Milsas Nami Lisa. So that's the case, the kernels should also be allowed to be soaked in water before they're removed. Before you remove them, you should allow to be soaked them in water. When the guards to the mincha, the Gemara says, "Alava Amar Bizir Amar Rava Amar Shmuel Chitin Shel Menachos in Losis Nosan." The kernels used for mincha are not allowed to be soaked out of concern that they're going to be made into chametz. So the Gemara says, "Lisha Bizrizin Is." So again, that's the question. So the Gemara says, "Lisha Bizrizin Is." When it comes to the kneading, that's done by the Kohanim, because they're careful about it. Lisisa is leisa bizrizin. When it comes to soaking the kernels, that was done before it was in the Beis Hamikdash. The person who wants to bring a mincha would already do this preparation, and therefore, since it was done by a non-Kohen, we are afraid, Rashi points out, we're going to be afraid that would be a problem. So the Gemara says, Velisha mi isa bizrizin, but it's really true. Is the kneading even done by the, does the kneading even need to be done by the Kohanim? Is that the case? Vaksi, v'yatzak alei ha-shemen, v'yavil b'nei Aaron ha-kohanim, v'kamatz, that should be the pasuk, that's the way the pasuk should be read. Mekmitzav eilech, mitzvah skehuna, so limed al yatziko v'lilo shekshere b'choladam. Just to point out the stages over here. You have different, the flour of the mincha was kneaded, it was had different stages. They were first crumbled, it was the psisa, and then afterwards you would do the bulila, which is the mixing of it, the oil mixed together, and then the remaining part is the yitzika. So now the Gemara is telling you that the Torah, what part is the Torah, the Kohen, where's the first time the Kohen is mentioned? Is the separating of the Kometz. That part is when the Kohen is going to be needed. However, before then, just like Shchitas, Kshera Bizar, so to Menachos also have certain halachas, they're going to be Kshera Benan Kohanim. So here, only from Kometz and Elef, Limane Etzika Blila Shekshera Becholadam, that the pouring and the mixing of the oil is kosher by any person, even a non-Kohen. So you could, so any non-Kohen is allowed to pour this water. So why are we allowing a non-Kohen to pour the water of a thing that can become Kometz easily, and we're afraid that he's going to make a mistake. So that's not done by the Kohanim. So why don't we have Xeros? So the Gemara says, Lisha Nehud Bizrizin Lason. Granted, you're right. It was not necessarily done by Kohanim. However, it was done in the Beis Hamikdash. It was done in the Beis Hamikdash, and then people are careful, and therefore you don't have to worry. Damar Mar Belila Kshira Bazar. The mixing of the oil is kosher by a non-Kohen. Chutz l'chom azar psulo, however, outside of the azar of the Beis Hamikdash, it's going to be pasul. Therefore, it's done in the Beis Hamikdash. Lafuke l'tzisa de'ena b'zrizin v'lo malkos rizin. However, when it comes to soaking the kernels, that's done not necessarily by Kohanim. Really, anyone could do it, meaning a non-Kohen is going to do it, and also outside of the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says, "Umayishna m'minchasa omer." So why is this? Why is the kernels over here not allowed to be done, as opposed to the minchasa omer, which is allowed to be wetted outside of the Beis Hamikdash? Tana minchasa omer lo sisinosav etzaronosav. They used to prepare the omer korban. They used to soak it and bring it into a pile outside of the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says, "You're right, but that case is tzibur shani." There, who was bringing in the korban mincha? The omer was brought. We know the second day after Pesach. That's why we start counting spheres. So Omer is based on that korban Omer. That's why nowadays we hold Darabanan, because really the Iker, this Machokas Rishonim. But the Maisa, that was brought after they brought that korban. That korban was what triggered the mitzvah of Sfiras to Omer, according to many Rishonim. Rambam disagrees with that, but Lamaisa, according to Ramban and many others, it's only mitzvah derabanan because the korban is what triggered that mitzvah to count it nowadays. But that korban, it was brought by it was a communal korban. So therefore, since everyone's bringing it, where it's brought together, everyone is watching it. We are going to be careful. It's done under the auspices of the Beis Din, and therefore everyone's going to be careful and not going to become chametz. So even there, we're going to be mekel. So Gemara says Tanur Rabbanan. Now we learn in a brisa. Yachol yotzei adam chavasa bebikurim. I might have thought that a person could be yotzei, meaning a kohen can be yotzei with bikurim because the kohen is the only one who's allowed to be kurim. Bikurim is the first portion given to the kohen, so he's allowed to. It's for him. Talmud Lomar b'chol moshav seichem toch lematzos. So the pasuk says that only everywhere you're having matzos, matzah nechelas b'chol moshav seichem. Only matzah which can be eaten anywhere is allowed to be yotzei. Yatzah bikurim she'inachem b'chol moshav seichem b'shulayim. The bikurim are going to be excluded because they cannot be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. That's Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Kiva Omer Matzah Umar. Rabbi Kiva says that the Pasuk compares it to Matzah Umar, which is teaching you Ma'amar She'enu Bikurim. Maror is not Bikurim, because we know that the Bikurim are only from the Shivas Haminim. Only Shivas Haminim are a person brings the Bikurim for. So those Shivas Haminim, so that's what we learn is the way to bring it, and Maror is not included in the Shivas Haminim. Ma'amar She'enu Bikurim. Af Matzah She'enu Bikurim. So too Matzah is not going to be Yotze. So the Gemara says, Yi Ma'amar She'enu Bimino Bikurim. So maybe you can make the comparison. Rabbi Kiva is saying, maybe you could say by Maror that the whole idea of Mara doesn't exist. Let's say lettuce doesn't exist in Bikurim. Af matzah shebe mina Bikurim. So too you could say, but matzah, it should be something that the entire wheat thing isn't of Bikurim, but that's not true. We know that Bikurim is allowed to be brought from wheat. Otzi chitin is orange shebe mina Bikurim. Not only that, wheat and barley, I would have said, are going to be subject to Bikurim. Maybe those things are not yotze with matzah. Tamal domar, matzahs riba. The pasuk says matzahs twice to teach you that both wheat and barley are going to be in the category of grains which can be used to fulfill your obligation of matzah, even though Bikurim is brought from those two items, you can bring them from wheat and barley. Still, those two things are going to be yotzei matzah. The Gemara says, "E matzahs riba afilu bir bikurim." He said, "Once I'm saying that matzahs are coming to include something I wouldn't have included otherwise." So says the Gemara. Now, why doesn't it include bikurim? It should include bikurim too. Should be suitable for matzah. The Gemara says, "Hadar bir Rabbi Akiva." So therefore, Rabbi Akiva attracted that, and he said, "Therefore, one is able to fulfill his obligation with matzah with bikurim." The Sani Rabbi Akiva says, "Yachol yotzei adam chavas bikurim tamad." Now the first part of this Tanakhama is teaching us that how do I know Bikurim is excluded? Because it says a matzah can be in anywhere, and so to Bikurim, that's going to exclude Bikurim because Bikurim can only be in Yerushalayim. Yachol shani motzi af ma'aser sheni. I would have thought I could also take out ma'aser sheni and not be yotze ma'aser sheni because that's only in Yerushalayim as well. So the Gemara says Talmud Lomar matzos riba matzos including ma'aser sheni to teach you I am yotze matzah with ma'aser sheni. So the Gemara says Umara is the rabbos ma'aser sheni lotzi Bikurim, but now I'm saying that I'm yotze ma'aser. Maitzer Sheni is again the produce of the wheat that I have to bring to Yerushalayim as part of the years 1, 2, 4, and 5. I have to bring those as my Maitzer Sheni, eat them in Yerushalayim. So that I am Yotze, but I'm not Yotze Bikurim. By the end of the day, they both have to be in Yerushalayim. So why do I choose one or the other? Why am I choosing Maitzer Sheni where I am Yotze? Because we have this reboot, we have this inclusion. So this conclusion is coming to tell you that something else is added. Something else I'm allowed to say is included in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. It's either Bikurim, it's either Maitzer Sheni. So the Gemara asks, why am I deciding to say that Maitzer Sheni should be the one I'm including and not Bikurim? Let me say Marba Ani Maeser Sheni. So the Gemara says because I should include Maeser Sheni because Sheyesh Lo Heter B'chol Moshvos Keter Rabbi Elazar, because it has a concept where I can eat it anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Motzani Bikurim Shein Lo Heter B'chol Moshvos, as opposed to Bikurim which never is allowed to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim. The Amar Rabbi really should say Elazar Minayin Lo Maeser Sheni Shenitma. So where do I know that Maeser Sheni that became Tameh Shepodin Oso Afilu B'Shalayim, that I'm allowed to redeem it even in Yerushalayim? So we see that bringing it to Yerushalayim, I'm allowed to take it out. Tamad Lomar Ki Lo Sochal Seiso. The pasuk says you should not be able to take it out, and therefore the simple meaning of Seiso is means to carry it. So Rabbi Lezer is saying that it also can mean the following: Ve'ein seis ela achila, and I'm not able to eat it. Shenemar va'isa meses panav. The pasuk says va'isa masas meis panav, that he took out the portions from before him. So we see that lashon of Maaser Sheni being under certain circumstances is allowed to be brought outside of Yerushalayim, and therefore, since I'm allowed to, if I'm taking it out of Yerushalayim in certain circumstances, I'm going to say that if there's one thing that's more considered b'chol moshvos eichem, and therefore should be more included, that should be Maaser Sheni and not that of and not that of Bikurim, and therefore we clarify the Braisa as teaching you that Maaser Sheni is Yotze and not Bikurim. The Gemara says, Man Shamat Le Dalmar, but Maaser Sheni Nafik Bey. Who have you heard that Maaser Sheni says it can be Yotze or Mitzvah of Matzah? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that way. Become a Mayat Lobel Bikurim and Bechol Moshe Voseichem. Yet the Braisa tells you it's excluding Bikurim from the Pasuk of Bechol Moshe Voseichem as Rabbi Yossi Aglili did. So what do we see? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili was making this drusha, but that was seemingly the one that Rabbi Akiva was learning out before. The Gemara says, so therefore, Shmamina Adarbeit. In fact, we can learn from here that the Braisa, that Rabbi Akiva actually went back on his original position, and therefore he went back to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why does he learn out the fact of Bikurim from Bechol Moshe Voseichem? Typically, lechem oni. It says lechem oni. Mishin achal ba'oni that should be eaten in the state of aninus. Yatzadish einachal b'simcha. We know that bikurim also has to be eaten in a state of simcha, and you're not allowed to have it in a state of aninus. So the Gemara says, but who says is that? So that pasuk is only written by Maaser Sheni. Savar leik Rabbi Shimon, and he holds like Rabbi Shimon. The son of bikurim asurin la'onin. The Tanakhama holds bikurim is asur for an onin. However, Rabbi Shimon matter. Rabbi Shimon says that it's mutter. So Rabbi Yosef Lili could not exclude bikurim from the pasuk of aninus because the lashon of the drush of aninus, because that he doesn't hold of that drush. He holds like Rabbi Shimon that is in fact mutter baninus, and therefore you don't have a drasha to exclude bikurim for matzah. The Gemara says, "My time of the Rabbanan. What's the reason the Rabbanan say that bikurim is aser for an onin?" The pasuk says you shouldn't eat in your sitters. Meister gan chavitirosh koitzrecha bikurot konecha ve'amar mar shumas yadcha elu bikurim. The pasuk also says shumas yadcha and shumas yadecha rather, and shumas yadecha is that of bikurim. The iskish bikurim meister. So therefore we have bikurim which is compared to meister sheni, and meister sheni compared to bikurim. My meister. We know that Maaser Sheni is Asr Nonan, that's a Beferish Apostle, Lo Achalti Be'oni Memenu. Ah, Bikurim Asr Nonan, so too Bikurim are going to be Asr to an Onan to eat as well. Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon, what is he going to learn out? Shuma Karina Rachmana, the fact that Bikurim is called the Truma, Kitruma is going to be, Alacha is going to be like Truma itself. What is the Alacha of Truma? Ma Truma Mutter El Onan. Truma is Mutter to have by an Onan. The Gemara in Yavamos learned this out. So Shuma is allowed to be in a state of aninus. Af bikurim mutter onan, so to bikurim is mutter in a state of aninus. So Gemara says, Rav Shimon ni dehekesh leislei. So Rav Shimon's not going to have the comparison between bikurim and Maaser Sheni to say that it's aser simcha miyamichtav kibda, but it does say explicitly that dechsev esamachta bechalatov. When it comes to bikurim, it specifically says you should be happy. And we know that in a state of aninus, a person, if he's normal and he's at shivas krovim, he's probably not happy. He's probably in a state of sadness. So how is it that he's allowed to be kurim if he's not in a state of joy? So the Gemara says that drasha about the simcha is not on the guy himself having the bikurim, rather when to bring the bikurim. A different halacha, hula zman simcha da'asa. It should be a time where people generally are joyous. Disnan, ma'atzeres v'arachag mevi bikurei. We know that from Shavuos until Sukkot, a person allowed to bring bikurim and say the declaration that you make, the arami ovedavi, the whole thing that you make by bikurim. So the Gemara says, "Me'achag v'ar Chanukah maybe v'ener cry." However, from Sukkot until Chanukah, you're still happy, but not as happy. So therefore, you can bring it. You don't say the declaration that you make because already the time of Simcha has elapsed when Chanukah comes out. There's a little shaila in Machshava. Why? What's the relationship between Shavuos and Chanukah? We see that Shavuos be'etzim is the end of Chanukah for certain Machshava. There's a lot of Chassidus about that. Not getting into that right now. The Gemara continues. Now the Gemara says, "Tanur Rabbanan." I'm quoting a brace about in terms of what is the lechem oni. Lechem oni. We learn out prat lechalot v'lashishas, excluding what is this chalot. There's a lot of different opinions in Rishonim over here. The Ramban says that it's a type of bread that you cook it, you burn it very finely before you make it, you burn it. Rabbi Tam says that it's bread that's cooked. And okay, there's different Rishonim that say that. And Ashisha, what's this Ashisha? Ashisha is a big loaf. So that is yachal yotzi adam chavasa el pas hadra. So that person is only going to fill it with very coarse bread. Tamulomar matzas riba. The pasuk of matzas is telling you that is including that this type of matzah is going to be yotzi. If you look at matzas or shlomo, even the matzas the size of shlomo, that size is going to be okay. So the Gemara says, "Imkei matam alam lechem oni." So the Gemara says to them, "What is the fact that the pasuk says specifically poor man's bread?" Prat lechalot v'ashisha. This price is telling you that it's excluding this again. The chalot that we mentioned, the different shittas of what that means, and ashisha is this big bread. Those two type of things are not going to be yotze with very thick bread. So the Gemara says, "What is this lashon of my mash b'day ashisha lishna dechashivusa?" I don't know. Ashisha is a lashon of importance. Tichsev. The pasuk says, "Vayichalek lechol am lechol amon lechol Yisrael meish v'arisha v'ish." Chalas lechem ve'achad ve'efsher ve'achad ve'afshisha achas. We see the lashon of afshisha. V'armacharim ba'aba efsher eshbar echad meshisha bepar. And efsher is a portion of meat that's 1/6 of a bowl. And ashisha echad meshisha be'efa. Ashisha is a loaf of bread of flour measuring 1/6 of an efa. So it's a very chashuv amount. It's a big amount, and that's what we're learning out from ashisha. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Upligi der Shmuel." This is arguing Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, ashisha garba decharma. And ashisha in pasuk it means a jug of wine. Dichsiv oyave ashisha anavim, the pasuk says those who love ashisha love grapes, and that's a different pasuk. So he learns out that it's a different ashisha is a brace is referring to a loaf of bread. He says that it's a different the pasuk of ashisha in liquid measure, and therefore he argues on what the pasuk is referring to as it's going to be referring to wine. Okay, we'll pick up Be'ezer Hashem with Tanur Abadan with this new brace, Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow.